Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God, this is MJ, and I'm back, y'all, and I'm back, y'all, and I'm backity back, because I'm back, y'all. I got kicked off the air, but I'm back because I'm a beast, because I'm a beast. Oh, I'm a little rusty at the Blog Talk thing. I've been kind of recording raw, you know, so I want to shout out everybody that's, hanging out with me right now. Like I said, call me. Let's see, 323-642-1230. This is a continuation of the second episode, because that was just the second episode that I brought you all. So right now it's just me and my lovely audience who's listening, and maybe a few haters. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's a couple haters listening. Shout out to y'all. Y'all motivate me. Y'all inspire me. Y'all, make me want to work hard at everything I do. So, yeah. Shout out to everybody that's posting in the Word of Mouth Promotions group, hosted by Markel Gray and Miss Mary Jane. If you didn't know, Markel Gray is the editor of a Buzz blogazine, and he's a photographer. Excellent one at that. I shot a couple of shots with him, I want to say, or I had a sitting with him, and it was pretty dope. You know, we were out and about in KC, and we were just shooting, and I can't wait to do it again. I just haven't had the time to really catch up with my boy, you know what I'm saying, and get that cracking. But if you want to promote, go to Facebook, look up Word of Mouth, WURDOMOUTH, word, right? Word, cuz, of Mouth Promotions group. Hosted by Markel Gray and Miss Mary Jane. Now look, I have 27 minutes, right? So y'all lucked up, son. You lucked up, cuz. Because I just added some more time to my episode. Now the other one, the episode that just came off or just went off, like I bombed on that one. Like it literally stuck. But it's okay because my real fans is riding with me. I know y'all is, because that's why I came back, because I just kept getting out of these request, you know, when I'm gonna do my show again. And I was like, I tried to bring it to you all as far as like a web series, but I don't know, I can't say that it's really working out. You know, I don't really have the true back end as far as like what I need as far as financially. Nobody's gonna move unless you got money, and I don't have like $1 million to pay this person, that person, that person. So I'm just gonna go back to the drawing board, where it's just me and the dashboard of Blog Talk Radio, and I'm bringing you real news. You know, and if I get the proper backing, then that's what's up. But if not, like I said, you'll catch me on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, possibly a couple of other projects around town, and whatnot. But I'm satisfied with where I'm at. I'm not chasing any waterfalls. So boom, there it is. The number you can call me at is 323-642-1230. I want to get some shout outs right now. Shout out to Impact, sitting in his board meeting, listening to me right now. Shout out to you, bro. Let's see. Look, remember Impact from the show? On the first MJ Live shows, Pillow Talk, where we stood, you know, kind of chat back and forth and everything. And, you know, I just wanted to let y'all know he's still doing his thing. He's going to sit in on the show a couple of times if I can catch him. He's a very, very busy man nowadays. Also, I wanted to just say that I got a chance to visit the beautiful city of Cincinnati, where Impact is from. And, you know, shout out to y'all. I mean, y'all city is just bomb. Now, I can't say, like, if people came to Kansas City, where I'm from, I would be like, yeah, my city bomb. Like, it is bomb. But, you know, you've been here, you've been looking at it, so you're like, oh, it's cool. So when I went down there and I was like, oh, my God, y'all city's so gorgeous. They's like, you okay? And I was like, yeah, but it was just dope. You know, they had hills. You know, the people was mad cool. I didn't really sense no animosity. Like, you couldn't just walk around and deal, you know, and holler at people and whatnot. You know, it looked a little different. You know, a lot of twists and turns. But other than that, it was a cool city, and I can't wait to go back this summer. It's going to be so much fun. So if I got anybody from the Natty listening right now, call me. 323-642-1230. Anyway, back to this real news, right? So speaking of Ohio, they are not going to be making licenses while you wait anymore. I'm trying to bring this up. I'm having a little bit of a bad connection, so I'm going to keep moving on. But I'm going to bring that subject back up, you know, as far as like Ohio and their licenses. Because if you have to, I think the last time I got a license, let's see, did they send it to me? Yeah, they sent it to me. And I've never known them to really print nothing out right there. Like, I know that you do the test. And then, you know, you do the eye test, then they check and see if you got some crazy stuff going on, if you a felon, you want to buy America's Most Wanted and whatnot. And then they, I guess if you approve, which I approved, you get your license. So, I don't really remember them ever changing or not, creating a license, you know, why you're right there. So I don't know. But I'm going to look that up for you all and see what's up because I don't know. It's just, I didn't even know they were doing that. Like, got my license out of town or something. Like, you get it right there. Oh, look. But courtesy of WFMJ, you know, I like that name. WFMJ, right? WFMJ.com. Ohio to stop making driver's license while you wait. What? The days of a driver's license or having a driver's license made while you wait at a deputy's registrar's office are coming to an end in Ohio. The Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles announced on Wednesday that in order to comply with the new federal regulations, licenses and identification cards will be made at a single central location beginning July 2nd. All right. I can deal with that. The change is designed to ensure greater security and identity protection for customers, according to the BMV. Because, man, ain't even a lot of that. It is a lot of that going on. Like, identity theft. Like, people just do not want to be themselves nowadays. They don't. And then it's a crime to be yourself. So what I heard. Anyway, let me get back on topic. As of that date, licenses and identification cards will no longer be produced while you wait at each of the more than 180 deputy registrar offices statewide. While customers will still go to a deputy registrar for a license and card renewals and other transactions, they will receive their driver's license identifications by the mail rather than over the counter. So maybe that's what changed, because I know when I got my license, when they just handed me this piece of paper, I was like, what's this, cuz? Like, it was a copy of what they were going to send me. And I was upset because I was like, I can't drive like this. But they said, no, if the ops pull you over, if 12 pull you over, then, you know, pull out this paper. So I wanted to get a laminated, but they was like, oh, no, it's illegal to laminate it. And I'm like, well, how the, what? So I'm just supposed to carry this piece of paper in the car and, you know, pull it out. But, you know, that's what they're doing of it. So as of the date, licenses and identifications will no longer be produced while you wait. While customers will still go to a deputy registrar for license and card renewals, you got to get it through the mail. Only a temporary proof of transaction will be issued at the deputy registrar location. The Bureau says the extra level of security provided through centralized card production provides a greater protection against counterfeiting and complies with all state and federal standards. Ohio will be joining 41 other states to provide driver's license and identifications through the mail. So if they hand you that paper, don't get the stank face like I did. Cause let me tell you something, cause I got the stank face. When they handed me that paper, I was upset because I went through a lot. I had to get my car inspected. Y'all know the drill where you go get your stuff fixed and whatnot to get it inspected. And then, you know, you inspect it and then you pass. And then, like, you got to go get your insurance updated and all that stuff like that. So, you know, I had did all this legwork to get my license. And then when I didn't get it, I was ready to slap the little dude that was behind the counter, you know, just go hand me this piece of paper. Like, it's all good. It ain't all good. Where my license at? But I see now that it's the law that changed. Okay. So I'm turned this morning. And I'm excited to be talking to y'all. Call me, y'all. 1-323-642-1230. Yo, I don't know if it has blasted that I'm on the air. But I am on the air, y'all. So, it's okay if you don't call me today. You know, you could call me, you know, I guess, when will I be on the air again today? I want to say I won't be on Thursday. Most likely I'll try to make it Friday, but I don't know, people. In fact, no, I'm not going to say Friday or Thursday because I actually have a lot of meetings to go to, which I'm trying to find sponsors for the show. So see, these are some of the meetings that that I'll be dealing with and whatnot. I hope it's not a waste of time because I really don't like wasting my time nowadays. But just trying to keep the show healthy, you know. Like I said, if it's just me, it's cool. I'm cool with that. Okay, look. Back to our president in command, right? I really hate to talk about him because let me tell you something, people. One of the reasons why I let MJ Live Show go a while back is because you really can't speak how you want to speak anymore. Like, you can't just say what you want to say because they're listening to everything, you know what I'm saying? So you can't just really get out and speak on anything you want to speak on. You really got to watch your tongue nowadays. So I really don't like addressing our president, you know, but I'm not really addressing him, but speaking of him, because he's very powerful, and people, you know, the media, they're very powerful, and they don't want you saying certain things. So I, you know, if I play it safe this round of episodes, y'all, forgive me. I don't plan to play it safe, but I do plan to watch some of the things I say, but I ain't never really had that of having to watch what I say, but you really, it's like censorship is at an all-time high. They're working on net neutrality. It's like a battle over net neutrality, which we'll get into in later episodes, which is insane. It's totally going to change the way we get on the net. You know, it's totally going to be different, but you can't really, you know, if people are being censored, they're shutting down YouTube channels. They're shutting down a lot of people. And a lot of people was getting paid from those YouTube channels as far as like giving information and whatever. They were making six figures. Take, for example, like the guy who, I can't think of his name, but I want to say Logan, but he went to the suicide forest and, you know, it's in Japan or Hong Kong or something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he went there and suicide forest is legendary for people going there and committing suicide, I guess. So he goes there with his cameras, his YouTube crew and everything. Now, mind you, he just started out with just making little videos, you know, him and his phone. Then he stepped it up. Well, then he went to the suicide forest with his crew, and they basically came across a body of someone hanging. So people got so upset, you know, and was like, you know, oh, no, shut his channel down. How could he broadcast that, or how could he air that? But they have to think about it. He didn't know that that body was going to be there, you know. So he went to the suicide forest. He didn't go searching for bodies. He just wanted to go for the ambiance and maybe, you know, you might find somebody or roll up on somebody who's, you know, I don't know, suicidal. I don't know. Well, I don't know if he found a body hanging. And they were not laughing about it, but he was just tripping because in the moment he was just like, oh, my God, I cannot believe that this is happening to me. So make a long story short, YouTube and just people went ham on him. The social media, let's say social media, they went ham on him. And they basically, you know, said that he was insensitive. So it's like people are really sensitive nowadays. So they said that he was insensitive for airing that. YouTube didn't mind. They let him upload the video. So they, you know, evidently they don't really get complaints and reports and flags and copyright issues. So, you know, basically he was making about, I want to say, $6 million a year from YouTube. That's over with. And his house was like worth $4 million. He had endorsements, that's gone, and all because he aired something that he shouldn't air. Now, I'm not saying that it was okay to air it, I'm just saying that they are cutting in mind that they listen. They are listening to you, man. All right, so, On. The man is the jokes write themselves, the punchline writes themselves, the plot writes itself with this man, you know what I'm saying? And we'll get back to that because we're gonna have a whole show dedicated to how you feel about our new president. All right, but let's get to one of the subjects I want to talk about was Monique the comedian, right? Now, remember when she released that video on Instagram telling everybody, Black America, to boycott Netflix? Boycott Netflix! That's what she said! Boycott Netflix! Now, look, the reason why this is so shocking is because, you know, some Black folks don't got no regular cable, right? We use a Fire Sticks, Roku, and Amazon Sticks. So when she said boycott cable, there was a collective gasp, like, because that's, you know, what a lot of us use. It's like $11 a month. For her to be saying boycott Netflix, we like, no, honey. How are we going to be boycotting Netflix? That's the only thing we got, right? But then she hit us with the facts of what was going on, right? About how Netflix was, I guess, showing bias and maybe even racism, because she wanted to do a special and they wanted to own the rights to the special. And I don't think she had a problem with that, because that's when you record with the network, it's probably pretty normal for that to go on, for you to, you know, sign over your rights, because they're going to promote it. They just pay you, or it was normal. But what wasn't normal was she said that they were trying to pay her $50,000 and she was asking for $3 million. So she was like, you know, they're shorting Black media, because Amy Schumer, who happens to be a white comedian, no shade, she got paid like $26 million from them. That's right, or the box office right now, or she did, or she had like a hot movie last summer or something like that. All I'm saying is, you know, in the entertainment business, you're as good as your last show, you're as good as your last song, you're as good as your last performance, you're as good as your last episode, whatever the case may be. And Monique hasn't acted in probably like a year, and it was due to the fact of being, I guess, blackballed in Hollywood because she wouldn't go promote a movie. But she said that she wanted to get paid to promote that movie. But Whoopi Goldberg on The View, when Monique went on The View, she told her, you know, as a part of your contract, you're supposed to go out and promote that movie. But what Monique was saying was, they weren't giving me any money to promote the movie. And I'm at home with my kids. I've been off, you know, I've been on the set for like a year. And now, you know, I come home and y'all want me to fly all the way to Cannes to promote a movie for free. You know, pay for my own hotel room, pay for my own transportation, pay for my own food. You know, when this is y'all movie, y'all about to make money off of it. Now, I'm not saying that she's wrong at all, because I heard that that's like a protocol in Hollywood. Like, they film the movie and they really don't get paid until the movie drops. Like, they don't pay you to come on the set. You know, they pay for your trailer. They pay for food while you're there. They might pay for a hotel room, you know. But basically, you don't get paid until the movie hits the box office and it starts making money and they start selling tickets. And then you get a stipend, you get your check. And then if it does real well, you get a bonus check, you know. So she hadn't seen anything yet, supposedly, because the movie hadn't really, really dropped. I forget what movie it was. So her husband, who used to be an agent in Hollywood, told her, no, play hardball. If you want to promote this movie, then let them know. So she played hardball. Well, needless to say, they boycotted her or blocked her. So, you know, she wasn't able to do anything. So she, you know, fast forward to the date where she asked us to boycott Netflix. I think she was trying to do a deal with them just to, you know, come out the woodworks or whatever, and they tried to lowball her, and she was like, no, I'm not taking that. So, you know, basically she exposed a part of the industry that a lot of people don't talk about, and that's like contractual agreements, because it's kind of like a no-no to count another person's check or tell what you're making, or because, you know, it's a lot of competition in Hollywood for figures. So, you know, she kind of came forward and was talking about that. She went on a social media roundup too. She was on, what is it, Kaya and T. Madison's the Queen's Court. She went on there, and she was going to plead her case until that fell apart, which that was crazy, insane. Like, I actually watched that episode, and I was really tuning into the Queen's Court. Not that I'm a big Kaya fan or T.S. Madison fan. I'm actually a T.S. Madison fan. I can't say I'm a big Kaya fan because I'm actually Team Trina. You know, shout out to Rome, you know. And Rome Douglas of GQ Management. But you know, I'm actually Team Trina. I don't really deal with Kaya like that. I've never met her a day in my life. I just know that I don't think she's a very cool person from the inside, but I don't know. You never know. People could be cool. You know, this business has a tendency to make people look messed up. You know, it can edit you to fame or edit you to shame. So anyway, she goes, Monique, the comedian, goes on the Queen's Court to plead her case, and it just didn't work out because Kaya didn't understand that, you know, sometimes on radio or webcasting, blogging, you're going to have issues, just like I had with the episode that I just let go and I came back and I gave you all another episode. Sometimes you're going to have issues. And T.S. Madison was kind of not sponsoring the show. Because she had her own following too. What she did was she got a production crew together, because first they were just sitting in the front room with an iPad. And then T.S. Madison seemed that it could go somewhere, because they both were, you know, blogging or whatever. And basically, you know, they got a production crew in there, and Kaya didn't like it. She didn't like it. You know, these are people that she didn't deal with business-wise, and she just didn't want to have no parts of it. So when Monique came on the show, it literally fell apart. And I was really tuning in to hear Monique's side of the story, because I'm all for grassroots social media coverage. I'm all for that. I'm doing that right now, to where, you know, you speak about news on the social, you know, you don't just go on like Entertainment Tonight anymore. Like, you come on a show like mine and you know, you state your case, or, you know, you talk about, you know, what you got going on, because everybody's on social media. And it fell apart. I really didn't get a chance to hear everything that, you know, Monique had to say about what Netflix had going on. But I know one thing, I applaud her efforts of, you know, just speaking about it on social media. She can really be quiet, and she didn't. And I've heard that she's a diva on the set, but I don't, you know, if you ask for an extra cupcake on the set, you're a diva. And you're a woman too, if you're a woman. If you're like Will Smith, no shade, yeah, for an extra cupcake, they're going to get it. It ain't going to be plastered on the front lines of Page 6 or the front page of New York Times or Page 6 of New York Times about how you wanted an extra cupcake in your trailer. So it's definitely like classism going on when it comes to Hollywood, as far as like sexism and stuff like that. They don't treat women the same as men. Now, I'm not saying that Monique wasn't a beast to work with. I don't know that. But, you know, that's what the popular consensus is. So, you know, she wanted to clear that up, that she's not like that. And so she went on there, and it kind of fell apart. But like I said, when she asked us to boycott Netflix, we were just like, what? And I'm still fighting with people over what she said, because I actually did boycott Netflix, because I felt like Netflix, you know, these companies become giants from our dollar. So if we have something or a complaint, something to say or a complaint, they're not going to care about what we're talking about. You know, say like Netflix has like some episodes of shows that you watch, and then they take the episodes off. Well, say that was the only reason you was paying for Netflix. Well, who are you going to write to sell to put the shows back on to Netflix? There's nobody to write. And you can email them, but that don't mean nothing. So I actually boycotted Netflix for the simple fact that I just felt like, you know, they don't really give you what you want. Like, they give you movies. Like, what is the movie Bright with Will Smith? Like, that's what's up. But you know how long it took them to get a movie like that on Netflix? I mean, literally been watching just whatever they put, whoever puts whatever on Netflix. If you got enough money, you can get it on Netflix. And that's what we've been watching. And I don't really want to do that. I want movies and episodes that I want to see. So anyway, I was already on it before Monique said it. I was like, man, I'm done with Netflix. I'm just about to be or something like that. And sure enough, here she comes and she speaks on boycott Netflix. And like I said, I could appreciate that. But a lot of people were actually upset with her. They said she did it to herself, that she messed up, you know, her backing as far as like being on Netflix and whatnot. So I don't know. If you think she did it to herself, or if you're Team Monique, give me a call, 1-323-642-1230. Now, look, I'm not going to make this all about Monique today, but I will be getting back to that subject, because it's pretty deep. I mean, we've had Isaiah Washington speak up. He warned Charlamagne Tha God, who was, I think it was 107.3 or it's the Breakfast Show or whatever with Angie Yee and I forget his name, but he warned them she came, you know, totally told him, like, has your mother or grandmother fought for rights? And he was like, yeah, you know. And she was like, is she a donkey? And he's like, nah. She's like, okay, my point exactly. And, you know, he kind of proved the point. Like, yeah, you don't call nobody a donkey and they're fighting for their rights. And people were saying that she needs to build her brand. And that's true, you know, and that's what she's doing. You have to fight for your brand. Maybe she sat around too long and waited, you know, for her brand to expire. She probably should have been fighting for it a long time. It hasn't really been hot like that, you know, in a while. I mean, to me, you know, once you create bodies of work, I can respect that. And I'll never knock a person off their pedestal and say they're not relevant unless they just, you ain't heard from them in years. So I wouldn't necessarily call Monique irrelevant, you know what I'm saying? But she's not at the forefront of who you listening to right now or looking at. So, you know, she had to build her brand back up. So shout out to her. Anyway, we have 3 minutes remaining. Let's talk about Cardi B, right? Now, shout out to Cardi B. She came to Kansas City. She hung out with the squad, Don Juan, KPRS. Actually, it was like a showcase going on or a summit or something like that. But she was there. So, you know, she seemed like she's very accessible and really cool people. So, you know, I don't really have anything bad to say about Cardi B. I know that the Crips don't like her. Well, they don't want to do anything to her. But, you know, she made a post on Instagram. And if you didn't know who Cardi B was, she's like the rapper that sings Bodak Yellow. Remake of Kodak Black's Bodak Yellow, by the way. No, Kodak Black. I don't know where she got yellow from, but boom, there it is. So anyway, she made a post on Instagram and she on a blue coat. And she was like, I don't usually wear blue, but this coat is popping, right? Now, for all you gang-affiliated gangbangers out there, y'all know what blue means, cuz. Blue means blue. It's blood talk. So, you know, when she said that, you know, maybe nobody flinched, like, oh, that's just blood talk. But, you know, some people thought it was disrespectful. I'm not going to say Nipsey Hussle thought it was disrespectful, but Nipsey Hussle can be found on YouTube. I might bring you that interview where he's talking and he was saying that, you know, right is right, is wrong is wrong. He was like, we cool. But at the same time, you know, you just don't disrespect like that. That's disrespectful. So I think, you know, I can't say she's stirring a pot. I don't know, you know. I think that she's just doing what she does, but I don't think it's really cute to promote gang culture. I mean, but that's just me. That's just, you know, the MJ that's kind of matured now. You know, back in the day, maybe we did bang. Maybe we did, you know, set trip or set bang or whatever, you know. And maybe some people still do claim colors and claim sets or whatever. I never claimed a set, you know, anything like that. I was affiliated and knew people, you know, of the blood, but I was a critic too. So, you know, get more into that as we come back on the air with MJ Pop Show. If you miss me, write the number down. 1-323-4-2-1-2-3-0. It is the official call-in number of the show, the best show in the universe, the MJ Live Show. I will be bringing you more episodes coming soon. Be really patient with me. I am cleaning things up and making sure that things are right for my people. So shout out to y'all for rocking with me.